be with you and for the opportunity to bring forth your word. I pray, Father God, that it would be the words of God and not merely mine. For I have nothing to offer your people that is worth anything except you. So, Lord, I ask you to bring forth your word in due season. May it dwell richly in the hearts and the minds, the souls and the spirits of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Luke tonight, please. Luke 9. I'm going to begin in verse 51. I'm reading out of the NIV. As the time approached for him to be taken to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. In the New King James, it reads, "Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. As they went, he entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him." One of the things I want to talk to you tonight is about what happened the closer Jesus got to the fulfillment of his purpose. Jerusalem was where he was going to experience the fulfillment of his purpose. And the closer he got to that place, the more intense things got for him. The closer he got as he was heading to Jerusalem, he knew that what would await him there, thank you, Kimmy, was persecution and death was going to be his destiny. And he knew that. In Jerusalem, what awaited him was persecution and death. And he knew it was his destiny. And the closer he got to that point, things got a whole lot more intense. But he didn't shy away. You don't see him hesitate along that way. You don't see him even turn and go, "I think I'll go another way." He resolutely went toward his known purpose. Resolutely went towards his known person. He steadfastly, Scripture says, set his face in the direction that he knew was his destiny. I want you to take a look tonight at what these words mean, because I think this is important. What does it mean to resolutely? It says he resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Resolutely means firm in purpose or belief. Resolutely means to be steadfast or determined. Do you have those tonight? Noelle, to go up on the screen. Or Andy, where's Noelle? Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll read them again. Resolutely means firm in purpose or belief. Jesus was always completely firm in his purpose. He was steadfast. He was determined. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly where he was going. He knew exactly what was going to happen to him. And he resolutely went in that way. Steadfastly means unwavering or determined in purpose. It also means loyalty. One of the things you know about Jesus is he was loyal to his purpose. He was unwavering. It's fixed in intensity or direction, to be steady. You're going to have to be fixed with the same level of intensity as the intensity that begins to come upon you as you get closer to your Jerusalem. Things might get a little dicey the closer you get to your Jerusalem, just like they did for Jesus. And you're going to have some intensity in you. Intensity that keeps you fixed in that direction you need to be going in. One of the things that you see with Jesus as he walked the journey marked out for him by his Father is that he encountered three people groups. And those three people groups are the same people groups that we're going to encounter as we get to our Jerusalem. The three people groups that Jesus had to deal with and then he encountered every day were the Jews, the Gentiles, and the Samaritans. The Jews, God's chosen people. The Gentiles, obviously, those who weren't Jews. Those who were considered to be pagans, heathens, unbelievers. And then there's the Samaritans. The Samaritans were considered half-breeds. The Samaritans were the byproduct of the Jews doing what they weren't supposed to do and intermarrying with the Gentiles. And we face these same groups of people every day as we seek to walk out our purpose and our journey. I don't know if you do, but I know that I do. As I walk out my purpose and my destiny, I face these same people. Those who are what you would consider to be the Jews, which are the strong, the committed, the loyal. I believe in God. I'm doing my best every day to walk after his purposes. I believe in the inerrant word of God. And then we also face the unbelievers. We face those that don't believe in God at all. Tell you you're a fool. Say you're an idiot to do this. And then we face those who are kind of a mix of the both, you know. Those are those who say they believe, but they've got a lot of the world mixed in there with them. And one of the things you see about Jesus was that regardless of the people that he faced along the way in the different parts of his journey and how they reacted to his purpose and how they reacted to his destiny, he remained resolute. He remained steadfast. Didn't matter what the believers were doing to him or around him, the unbelievers were doing, or those who hadn't yet decided what they were doing. Those who believed one day and then fell away the next day. And whether they were encouraging him or persecuting him, he was resolute. He was steadfast. Whether they were following after him, or maybe they just abandoned him, he was resolute. He was steadfast. Whether they were supporting him, or whether they started raising their swords against him, he was resolute. He was steadfast. And it didn't matter whether they were his chosen ones. It didn't matter whether they were his children that said, I don't believe in you. Or whether they were the half-hearted ones like Judas, who followed for a little while and then got too much of the world in him and fell away. In John 15:10, the Word of God tells us, remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. And if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. We always need to remember that as it was for Jesus, so will it be for us. You cannot expect, and a lot of people do this, well, Jesus went through it, so I don't have to. Well, not necessarily. Maybe. Jesus went through it so that you would have the power to go through it with him. Not so that you could get a pass exempt card and not have to go through it. No servant is greater than his master. As you get closer to your purpose and your destiny, the more steadfast and the more resolute you are going to have to be to continue. The closer you get to your Jerusalem, it's going to require more and more of you being resolute and being steadfast and having your face set in the direction of your destiny. There's 5 things that typically make us want to shy away, that make us want to hesitate in the way, or that just make us flat want to turn and go another way when we're on our way to our Jerusalem. And those 5 things are this: conflict, intensity, drama, persecution, and the known fact of death. And conflict, intensity, drama, persecution, and death. And every one of us are going to face those things as we get closer to our Jerusalem. And you've got to be like Jesus. You can't shy away. You can't turn your face and go, maybe I'll go that way. It looks less intense. It looks less dramatic. Looks like there'll be less persecution and conflict, and maybe I won't have to die after all. Or hesitate and go, well, instead of walking at the pace I know he's calling me to, I think I'll lag back a little bit. I think I'll go a little slower. I think I'll just chill and hesitate. And maybe if things look a little easier, then maybe I'll pick up my pace again. Word of God says that our attitude should be like Jesus, and this is what it says in Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And our attitude should be the same. To go on to your Jerusalem, to actually finish your course, you're going to walk through all different kinds of people groups along the way, just like Jesus did. And in order for you to finish, you're going to have to be firm in your focus, like he was. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I see. And my destiny is not changed. You're going to have to be firm in your purpose and your belief about it. Jesus said, the world must learn. I only do what my Father tells me to do and say what my Father tells me to say. He was firm in his purpose, and he believed in his purpose. You can't just know your purpose. You actually got to believe in it. Some people know their purpose, and they see enough drama and conflict and intensity and persecution, and they begin to doubt. I see the purpose, but I don't believe in it anymore. You got to believe in your purpose to fulfill it. You've got to be determined in your steps and your course. I'm purposeful. I'm determined. You've heard me say this for years. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Determined in my steps on my way to my Jerusalem. And fixed in intensity and direction. You're going to have some grit. You're going to be as intense as the intensity that is coming against you. Scripture says, resist the devil and he must flee. That means if he's coming at you full flood, you better have the full flood power intensity of Christ saying, still where I'm going. Get out of my way. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 50. I'm gonna close with this scripture. I told you I have a very short word for you tonight. So, I'm going to be reading verses 4 through 8. The Sovereign Lord has instructed me to know the word that sustains the weary. Do you know that God will always give you a word to sustain the weary? No matter how weary you may feel, if you listen, there's somebody that's wearier than you, and he'll give you a word for them. He awakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught, which is what we did a little while ago, to just sit in the silence and just listen to God. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious, and I have not drawn back. This is what Jesus did. He was resolute, and he went forward. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. So I'm not turning away. I'm not shying away. I'm not hesitant in the way. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint. And I know. I will not be put to shame. You got to know that. You got to know that in your knower. That I'm not going to be put to shame. I might die. I might get persecuted. A lot of really intense, dramatic things might happen. But I know that I will not be put to shame. Amen? So on the road to your Jerusalem, get some resolute. Set your face specifically in the direction you know to go and be steadfast. in the way. I don't care if you have to crawl. Don't you dare turn around. Don't you dare lay down and quit. You keep going on the way to your Jerusalem. If you were destined for it, then you'll make it. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much that here amongst you, sitting here tonight, are resolute children, a remnant that is resolute, steadfast in the way that you have set before them. And I pray tonight that the closer they get to their Jerusalem, the more intense things get, the more conflict and drama and persecution, the more assurance of death that they see. May the resoluteness of Christ rise up in them all the more. May they set their face with steadfastness in the direction of their destiny and say, "For you and you alone, O Lord, I will go to my Jerusalem." And I know, Father God, that as they do that, you and you alone will empower them every step of the way. Now touch your children tonight with a new resolve in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand on your feet as we close in worship. I love you very much. If you need prayer tonight, the altar is open for you.